episode 699 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible, by turning to the book of Nehemiah. The Bible provides limited information about Nehemiah's early life. Nehemiah was born in the 5th century BC, most likely in the city of Susa in Persia, during the Babylonian exile. There has been speculation about whether he was a Levite, a descendant of Aaron, the first high priest of Israel, or a member of the tribe of Judah. Whatever his family background, he was most likely a scribe, which means that he was trained in the law of Moses. This gave him a valuable skill in the Persian court, as scribes were often employed as bureaucrats and diplomats. Nehemiah served in the Persian court as the cupbearer to King Artaxerxes I, a prestigious and trusted position that allowed him close access to the king. In the ancient Persian Empire, the job of a cupbearer was a position of immense significance, trust, and responsibility. This role granted the holder unparalleled access to the ruler, providing an opportunity to serve, protect, and advise the king. The cupbearer's role extended beyond simply tasting and serving drinks, as it had a profound impact on the political dynamics of the court, and the security of the ruler's life. Holding such a position required not only skill and dedication, but also unwavering loyalty and courage in the face of potential dangers. In the 20th year of the reign of King Artaxerxes, around 446 BC, Nehemiah received distressing news from his brethren, who had recently traveled to Jerusalem. The walls of the city were in ruins, leaving the people vulnerable to attacks and ridicule from neighboring nations. In the time of Nehemiah, city walls were crucial for the survival and prosperity of cities in the ancient Middle East. They provided protection, regulated trade, symbolized authority, and preserved the unique cultural identity of each city. The walls of a typical Middle Eastern city were designed to be formidable barriers against external threats, ensuring the safety and security of the city and its inhabitants. The important men of each city would gather at the gate, where they would conduct the business of the city, share important information, or just pass the time. The deplorable state of Jerusalem moved Nehemiah to profound sadness and prayer. Nehemiah's response to the news exemplified his deep faith and reliance on God. He turned to prayer, seeking God's guidance and favor to undertake the task of rebuilding Jerusalem's walls. In his heartfelt prayer, Nehemiah repented for his sins and the sins of his people, interceding for God's mercy and restoration. Driven by a sense of purpose, Nehemiah recognized the need to approach King Artaxerxes with his request to return to Jerusalem. Despite the inherent danger of making such a request, as it could be interpreted as a sign of rebellion, Nehemiah's faith emboldened him. He trusted that God would grant him favor in the eyes of the king. With great courage, he presented his petition to Artaxerxes, who granted him permission to go to Jerusalem and support the rebuilding efforts. Upon arriving in Jerusalem, Nehemiah wasted no time in assessing the situation and formulating a plan. Despite facing opposition from neighboring nations, he rallied the people together, encouraging them to rebuild the walls with determination and perseverance. Nehemiah's leadership skills, strategic approach, and consummate faith inspired the people to overcome obstacles and complete the task in a remarkably short period. Nehemiah's concern for Jerusalem extended beyond the physical walls. He recognized the need for spiritual revival and reform within the Jewish community. He diligently enforced God's laws, addressed social injustices, and encouraged the people to return to the teachings of the law of Moses. Through his efforts, Nehemiah sought to strengthen the spiritual foundation of the nation. Sanballat was the governor of Samaria, a region to the north of Jerusalem. He was a prominent figure among the Samaritans, a group with a mixed heritage that arose during the Babylonian exile, when some Jews intermarried with foreign nations. Sanballat fiercely opposed the rebuilding of Jerusalem's walls, as he saw it as a threat to his influence and control in the region. He and his allies sought to hinder Nehemiah's efforts by engaging in various forms of opposition, including mocking and ridiculing the Jewish people. Tobiah was a wealthy and influential man, from Ammon. The city of Ammon was located east of the Jordan River, across from Jerusalem. It was the capital of the Ammonite kingdom, which was one of the ancient kingdoms that surrounded Israel. The city of Ammon was located in what is now modern-day Jordan. Tobiah was able to use his money to hire mercenaries to try to attack the people who were working on the walls. Tobiah actively conspired with Sanballat and others to undermine Nehemiah's efforts, spreading rumors and attempting to discourage the Jewish workers. Both Sanballat and Tobiah were persistent adversaries, constantly seeking to disrupt Nehemiah's plans and impede the reconstruction. Their opposition to the rebuilding of the walls was not only based on political motives but also on religious and ethnic differences. They opposed the restoration of Jerusalem, as it symbolized the strengthening of Jewish identity and national identity, which threatened the influence of the Samaritans and other neighboring nations. Despite their opposition, Nehemiah remained steadfast in his resolve to complete the project. He relied on his faith in God and the support of the Jewish community to overcome the challenges posed by Sanballat, Tobiah, and others who sought to undermine the rebuilding efforts. The accounts of Nehemiah's encounters with these adversaries provide valuable lessons on perseverance, leadership, and the importance of staying faithful to God's calling in the face of opposition. Nehemiah's dedication and contributions to the restoration of Jerusalem left a lasting impact on the Jewish people. He served as the governor of Judah for 12 years, overseeing various administrative and spiritual reforms. Nehemiah's commitment to God and the well-being of his people set a powerful example of leadership and faithfulness. Non-biblical sources and Jewish tradition further enrich Nehemiah's biography. Rabbinic texts highlight Nehemiah's role as a significant prophetic figure, emphasizing his close relationship with Ezra the scribe. Jewish tradition also attributes various psalms to Nehemiah, depicting him as a poet and spiritual leader who expressed his deep devotion to God through poetic verses. The Talmud tells the story of two men who came to Nehemiah for advice. The first man said that he had a neighbor who was always stealing from him. The second man said that he had a neighbor who was always gossiping about him. Nehemiah listened to both men and then he said, "The first man should take his neighbor to court and have him punished. The second man should ignore his neighbor and not listen to what he says." The two men were surprised by Nehemiah's advice. They asked him why he had given them such different advice. Nehemiah said, "The first man is being harmed by his neighbor. He needs to take action to protect himself. The second man is not being harmed by his neighbor. He can simply ignore him and not let his words bother him." The two men were grateful for Nehemiah's advice. They followed his advice and they were both able to resolve their problems. This story shows Nehemiah's wisdom in two ways. First, he was able to understand the different situations of the two men and to give them advice that was tailored to their individual needs. Second, he was able to see the big picture and to understand that sometimes the best way to deal with a problem is to simply ignore it. This story is a reminder that wisdom is not just about knowing the right answer. It is also about knowing how to apply the right answer to the specific situation. It is also about being able to see the big picture and to understand the best way to resolve a problem. Nehemiah's biography is a testament to the power of faith, leadership, and devotion to God's purpose. His unwavering commitment to rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem and restoring the spiritual life of the Jewish community inspires us to seek God's guidance and trust in his providence. Nehemiah's life exemplifies the transformative impact of visionary leadership combined with unwavering faith, serving as an enduring example for generations to come. Father, thank you for the life and ministry of Nehemiah, a testament to faithfulness and perseverance. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.